A summons from the council never led to good things. Shade Griffin's millennia worth of experience told him that. No matter what he truly desired, he'd do what he was told. He didn't have another option. And why would he disobey now? He never had before. Whatever demands they dealt might seem tedious to a long-lived being such as him, he didn't have anything else better to do. Such was the life of an angel in his predicament. A vast and endless sense of being, yet no one with whom to share it. Shade shook off the misery that threatened to creep along his skin and suffocate him. The idea of sharing his endless life with someone else, someone special, had long since burned away. No need to think about it again. The sun broke through the clouds, warming his cool, honey-colored, almost dark tan skin. He lifted his face, letting the rays soak into his pores. His eyes closed, and he took a deep breath, not really wanting to leave the spot. He rolled his neck, stretching his muscles, and then opened his eyes. His back ached from the long flight to the enclave. He stretched his wings, the light shimmering off his midnight black wings that trailed to a rim of deep blue. The wind picked up, his blue-black hair flowing behind him. Shade arched his back, his wings flared, and blue dust trickled off and into the air and drifted to the ground below. Damn stuff kept doing that, and there was nothing he could do about it. He clenched his fists and winced in pain. He looked down at the healing abrasions on his knuckles and muttered a curse. As one of the appointed enforcers of angelic law, he'd just come back from the punishment of a young angel, a cocky one at that. He hated doing it, but the unrepentant jerk had decided it would be fun to fly in broad daylight without a cloud cover over Area 51. Really? Cliché much? It was easy enough to downplay the event as another UFO sighting, which would certainly bring out the crazies. But it didn't negate the fact that the reckless angel had broken angelic law by letting humans see him flying. Because he had decided to laugh about it to his friends and merely shrugged it off, Shade had to step in. If he'd apologized, then Shade wouldn't have had to use his fists. But no. The young one mouthed off and challenged him. So Shade had to accept. After all, as a warrior, he could not ignore a challenge. Doing so would negate his authority. And he won, of course. He still hated punishing others, even though it was his job. Between him and his best friend Ambrose, who was practically his brother, they dealt with most of the enforcing the angelic laws. Together they'd done what they had to do for centuries, and in Ambrose's case, even longer. Shade was a warrior angel. In the times of the Angelic Wars, he'd fought alongside the best of the best. Hell, he was the best of the best. Well, maybe tied with Ambrose, but he wouldn't tell the other angel that. Shade chuckled as he envisioned Ambrose's reaction to his thought. Ambrose was sure to want to prove just the opposite to be the case, and Shade would be more than willing to give it a go. If you couldn't fight for supremacy with your best friend, how else would you even know how good you were? Now those wars were long since over. Times of awkward peace were at hand, meaning the warriors herded the other angels and made sure they followed the rules the council members set in place. They followed the rules, even if the rules were sometimes, in his opinion, too strict for their own good. But he would never voice it. He was merely a warrior angel. He wasn't even a godly one like in the fables of mortals. Their race wasn't that of a god. Yes, if theology was correct, a god at some point had created them. But they weren't God's right-hand men. They were not the symbol of goodness and hope. Far from it. They were just another species with rules, regulations, and a seemingly endless long life in order to be subjugated. Wow, bitter much? He shouldn't be. He had everything he wanted, didn't he? His forehead scrunched as he thought, and his wings fluttered a bit in agitation. He certainly had all the money, titles, glory, and privileges a warrior of the finest caliber could have. Why did he feel like he was missing something?